have confidence in your loving Father. And have confidence too, because at the foot of every cross, at the foot of every cross is Our Lady. She's there. Just as she was there for her divine Son, standing at the foot of the cross, so she is there for you. Reflect upon Our Lady at the foot of the cross. She was given to you to be your mother. St. John tells us in his Gospel, there stood by the cross of Jesus His mother. She stood there. Some of those songs have her falling over. I just want you to know, she didn't. She felt like it, but she stood there. How strong she is. How strong she was for her divine Son, and how strong she is for us. She can be our strength, and she is our mother. When Christ hung on the cross, He looked for her. He sought her out. He bent His head down, and He looked toward her. He looked toward her, and as she stood there so close, He had something to say. He spoke to her. And when He spoke to her, what were His words? St. John says, when Jesus therefore had seen His mother and the disciple whom He loved. I always like that St. John said that, right? He didn't just say, and a disciple. He said, and the disciple whom God loved. He felt really good about that. He sees them. He has a last message. He has a last message. Surely they looked up to Him. What would be His last message to them? He wanted to deliver His last wishes to His mother. And so He summoned up the little strength He had left. And as they listened to what He would will, what He wished, His last words, "Woman, behold thy son." And to St. John, "Son, behold thy mother." The scripture scholars tell us that under these most solemn of circumstances, when Christ was dying, He was signifying His last will. He was signing His last will. And what was He delivering? They tell us that He was delivering, yes, His mother to be taken care of by St. John, but He knew that she would know what He meant. This was a last gift. As He said after His resurrection, "I will not leave you orphans." Again, all of those words. "I will not leave you orphans," He said. He gave us Holy Mother Church. He gave us the sacraments. He gave us His body and blood. But He wanted to give more. So what does He give? He gives to us His own mother. In Christ's last will, He gave to you His mother. And she received us into her heart. And so due to the gracious love of Christ, we have her, this most powerful mother, to assist us. To assist us most especially at the foot of our cross. Our Blessed Mother stood by the cross of her divine Son. She shared His suffering. And there, while on the cross, He gave His mother to us. One author explains, Christ gave her to us in the clearest, most precise, and strongest terms to enable us to realize their meaning. Behold thy mother. For when He showed the sacred bread to the apostles at the Last Supper, He said, "This is my body." Similar words. The bread became His sacred body. While on the cross, behold thy mother. And Mary became the mother. Our Lady is a true mother to us, as no mother can be. As great as mothers are, she's even greater. She has nursed us, body and soul. Through her intercession, she has obtained for us numerous favors, more than we will know. We have more favors from her than we even know. St. Louis de Montfort says, all favors and graces come to us from Jesus through Mary. He made it so. He made it that she would hand out the graces. Our Lady protects us, preserves us from danger. She guards us in time of temptation and intercedes for us. And she intercedes for our requests. She intercedes for our desires and needs. And she intercedes for our salvation. St. Alphonsus says, a true servant of Mary cannot be lost. Cannot be lost. St. Louis de Montfort says, and St. Teresa of Avila, if a person says the rosary every day, they cannot be lost. Remember that especially. You're really tired. All of a sudden, you've been doing stuff for everybody else all day. It's time to go to bed. You remember, oh, I didn't say the rosary. That is such a boost to say, if I say it every day, I cannot lose my soul. That's what St. Alphonsus, St. Louis de Montfort tell us. Why? Because our Blessed Mother has been given the power to intercede for us. When I was working on my conferences, again, I got to the end, was deciding which topic to speak to you about concerning the life of Christ. And it came to my mind, well, I should speak about what our Lord would speak about. I should speak about what he said in his last will, what he said to us. And what he said was, behold thy mother. Those were his words. If we wish to imitate Christ, and we do, go to her who knows him best. Go to her who is most powerful. Go to her who loves us so much. Saint Bernard explains in a beautiful way. He says, in dangers, in trials, in doubts, think of Mary, call on Mary. If she holds you, you will not fall. If she guards you, you have nothing to fear. With her as your guide, you'll never grow weary. With her at your side, you will surely reach port. When you return home with a reserve of reflections, got news for you, crosses will be waiting. It may be demanding people, grandchildren or children. It may be co-workers. For many, it will be a very messy house. It will be perhaps paperwork piled up, lots of requests. Give me, buy me, take me. That's the kids. Give me, buy me, take me. Give me, buy me, take me. All that will be there. We'd like to say it won't, but it will. But what will be different, God willing, will be your ability to carry those crosses like Christ. That can be by keeping that perspective, renewing it with reflections and resolutions, and it can be if you have confidence, trust in our Blessed Mother. Behold thy mother. She's your mother. And mothers say, come on, get up. You can do this. Come on, let's go. The baby's learning to walk. Baby falls down. Doesn't want to get up again. The pudgy legs are not yet strong enough. And the mother goes over, lifts up the hands, moves the legs. Right? Baby's delighted with themselves. St. John of the Cross actually uses that analogy of the baby learning to walk and says that's what we're like. Our Blessed Mother is that mother who, when we fall, because we're weak, and when we get discouraged and don't want to try anymore, behold thy mother. Behold thy mother. She's there. Reach out for her. She can pull you up. She can move you along. Look to her. Have confidence. Do not be overwhelmed by the crosses that wait or the things you have to do. If we didn't have her, we'd have justification, I think, to be a bit overwhelmed. But we have her. And she loves us and wants to assist us. And so, as you return, and there are crosses or weaknesses, reach out to your mother. At the very moment when the cross is before you, hear the words of your teacher and model. Hear his words. Behold thy mother. Look to her. Have confidence. For your mother stands, truly stands, at the foot of every one of your crosses. She's there. She stands at the foot of every cross. She is there to assist you. Take those words with you for confidence. Behold thy mother.